gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, October 24th, 2017. Welcome to Day 278. Two House panels have opened a joint investigation into the Justice Department's actions during the 2016 campaign. Reuters and Politico say the House Judiciary Committee and the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee chairman said their investigation will look at FBI decisions regarding Hillary Clinton's handling of classified information, as well as the FBI's investigation into Trump campaign associates. NBC News says Trump's personal lawyer will meet with the House Intelligence Committee today. Michael Cohen emailed Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov during the presidential campaign. Cohen was seeking help getting a Trump tower built in Moscow. Peskov said he never responded to the email. The firm behind the Trump dossier has asked a judge to block the House Intelligence Committee from obtaining its bank records. Politico says Fusion GPS is arguing that the committee's subpoena threatens the First Amendment rights of the journalists who compiled the dossier by revealing the identities of clients who sought political research from the firm. They say it poses an existential threat to their company. Meanwhile, a small Montana utility company linked to the Trump administration won a $300 million contract to repair Puerto Rico's electrical infrastructure. The Washington Post and the Daily Beast say the private equity firm that finances Whitefish Energy, HBC Investments, was founded by Joe Colanetta, who contributed $20,000 to the Trump Victory PAC during the general election, $2,700 to Trump's primary election campaign, another $2,700 to Trump's general election campaign, and a total of $30,700 to the Republican National Committee in 2016 alone. Whitefish Energy is also located in the hometown of Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, who is friends with the Whitefish CEO Andy Tekmansky. The Wall Street Journal says the Trump administration will allow refugee admissions from all countries, but with new rules to better vet applicants. Refugee admissions were halted in June for 120 days as part of Trump's travel ban. The administration will now collect more personal data, such as names of family members and places of employment, and they'll also be mining social media posts. And now to the petty Olympics. The feud between Donald Trump and Senator Bob Corker was relit ahead of the president's critical meeting with the Senate Republicans on taxes. Corker appeared on both NBC's Today Show and ABC's Good Morning America, where he said that Trump should step aside from tax reform. Here's Corker with George Stephanopoulos on Good Morning America.
Really, when you look at the fact that we've got this issue in North Korea and the president continues to kneecap his diplomatic representative, the Secretary of State, and really move him away from successful diplomatic negotiations with China, which is key to this, you're taking us on a path to combat. And so, you know, I want to support these efforts that are underway. The president undermines our Secretary of State, raises tensions in the area by virtue of the tweets that he sends out. And I would just like for him to leave it to the professionals for a while and see if we can do something that's constructive for our country, the region, and the world.
Trump then tweeted that Corker was trying to stymie his agenda, calling him a, quote, lightweight. Trump also charged that Corker, quote, couldn't get elected dog catcher in Tennessee, whatever that means. Corker replied on Twitter, same untruths from an utterly untruthful president. Hashtag alert the daycare staff. Then, in an interview with CNN, Corker escalated his criticism, calling Trump a serial liar. Corker said he regretted supporting him for president and accused him of debasing the country. He also refused to say whether he trusted Trump with the nuclear codes. In an interview with ABC News, Corker stopped short of calling Trump a liar. Instead, he characterized Trump as utterly untruthful. And finally, CNN says Trump has personally attacked 1 in 5 Republican senators. Here we go. Bob Corker, Ted Cruz, Jeff Flake, Lindsey Graham, Dean Heller, John McCain, Mitch McConnell, Lisa Murkowski, Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, and Ben Sasse have all drawn Trump's ire. Whew. Republicans hold a 52-48 advantage in the Senate and can't afford to lose too many votes on any piece of legislation. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis. Just kidding, I'm still here. Just want to say thank you to everyone who has already left reviews or ratings on iTunes and anywhere else you get your podcasts. That really helps us out, probably a lot more than you might think. So if you have a minute and you like the podcast, you want us to be able to keep doing it, do me a favor, go on iTunes, go on your little app, go wherever you're listening, and leave us a little review. If you don't like it, please don't do that. But if you don't like the podcast, then I don't know why you're still listening to this, but go ahead and leave a review anyway. Thanks. See you tomorrow.